This is the Legacy Minded Leadership Podcast, and we're your hosts, James and Maria Collins.
We are on a mission to help you answer the divine call in your life, to experience transformation for God's glory, and to advance His kingdom.
The world needs more people who are confident in their identity and are living intentionally to fulfill their life's mission.
Your legacy depends on you leading yourself well and taking action towards a clear vision for your life.
Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will."
We are here to help you renew your mind so you can stop chasing the things of this world and start living a purpose-driven life that is uniquely yours.
We want you to experience abundance in all areas of your life, but it's not just about you. It's about leaving a legacy that endures far beyond your time on earth.
God has entrusted you with unique gifts. You get one life to use those gifts to leave a lasting impact for generations to come.
Your legacy begins now. Now.
Welcome back to the Legacy Minded Leadership Podcast. We are your hosts, James and Maria Collins. Today we have a very special episode that we are both really excited about.
That's right. Today we're not just talking about family values and parenting. We're showing them in action with two very special guests.
Join us today and our wonderful children, Zoe, who is 8 years old, and Noah, who is 5. They're here to share their own perspectives in our family life, the things we do together, and how we apply the principles we are talking about here on the podcast.
So it's important to us, this being the Legacy Minded Leadership Podcast, we know that our legacy is not about what we leave to people, but what we leave in people. And for us, our legacy starts with these two people, our children. So Zoe, do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Noah, you want to say hi?
Hi.
All right. We're excited to have you guys. Our kids have been asking to be on the podcast for quite some time now. And we've promised them that we'd have an episode with them on there, and here we are.
Hooray!
Zoe, why are you excited to be in the podcast?
Well, when I heard you were doing this podcast, I really, really wanted to be in it with you because, like, I wanted to do it as a family with all of you guys.
I love that.
What about you, Noah? Why are you excited to be here today with us?
Because I loved doing podcasts. I stay for like 1,000 years to do this, and I love to be with you guys.
We love to have you guys here.
Depending on how this goes, we might invite you guys back.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go through a series of questions. We have some questions for Zoe. We have some questions for Noah, and we're just going to use this as an interview. So we're going to interview you guys and ask you some questions and get to know you a little bit better. I'll let our audience know you a little bit better, and hopefully they can get a glimpse of who we are as a family, who you guys are as individuals, and some of what you're learning from Mommy and Daddy. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's start with you, Noah. What does love mean to you?
Kissing my dad and mom.
That's how you show love? Yeah. What does the thought of love mean to you? When you think of love, what do you think about other than kissing mom and dad?
Sharing.
Sharing? That's great.
What are some things that mommy and daddy do that make you feel loved by us?
Kissing and hugging.
Yes. What about you, Zoe?
What was the question?
What are things that mommy and daddy do that make you feel loved?
Well, hug me, let me watch TV, and coming on like daddy-daughter dates, mommy-daughter dates.
Anything else?
No.
No. Okay.
How can we show love and support for each other? How do we do that in our family?
So, this is kind of like generosity. So, like, we could share as love, and we could help as love.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Got a question for Zoe. Zoe, what's the most important thing to our family?
Love.
Love? What else? Anything else come to mind for you?
Relationship.
Yeah? What does relationship mean to you?
Spending time with others.
Hmm. You're a quality time person. Definitely. Yeah. What about you, Noah? What do you think is the most important thing to our family?
God.
Say it again.
God.
Who is that?
He's in the sky.
Noah, I have a question for you. What's the favorite thing you like to do with your family?
Spending time with them.
What else?
You're wearing a special shirt, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Where did you get that shirt?
Disney World.
So what were you doing with your family over there?
Spending time with them.
Oh, yes. Do you like take vacations with your family?
Yes.
Do you like family nights?
Yes.
Do you like playing games with your family?
Yes.
So which one of those is your favorite?
Playing games.
Playing games? What's your favorite game to play with your family?
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels? Okay. Zoe, what about you? What's your favorite thing to do with your family?
Go on dates.
Tell us more about that. What are dates are?
It's when we go out and just like have it. So like if I had a date with my mommy, mm-hmm. It would just be me and her, and we would go like either get something done, and like for instance my nails done with her, and we could also get froyo, and we could get our hair done too.
I like those dates too, Zoe. What else? What other things you like to do with your family?
Go on vacations.
What's your favorite vacation we've been on?
Disney World.
Disney?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the one we just went on, huh?
Yeah.
What was your favorite thing about Disney?
It was either the Slinky Dog Dash or...
Your first ever roller coaster.
Yeah. Or spending time with my cousin.
Yeah. You're a quality time person. Sure like that quality time with your friends and family.
I have another question. Mm-hmm. Zoe, can you tell us about a time where you felt proud of your family?
This time right now, doing the podcast.
Yeah? Why is that?
Because, like, you've never done a podcast before, and, like, it's so cool that you're doing this, so I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you, baby.
What were you saying downstairs before that you did at school today?
So I searched them up on my computer. I searched Maria Collins up, and it showed their my mom and my dad in the podcast.
Was that cool?
It was very cool.
What about you, Noah? What's your favorite thing to do with mom or dad?
Play.
Play what?
Game of Life.
Oh, you like to play board games? Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you tell us a time that you felt proud of your family?
Same as Zoe. Spending time with you guys. Podcast.
Zoe, how do you think families can solve problems together?
This is a hard one. They can communicate.
Yeah. Talking to each other is a great way to solve problems, isn't it?
Can you tell us about a time where there was a problem and we were able to communicate and fix the problem?
It's okay, just think.
When you have problems with your brother?
Yeah, like sometimes me and my brother fight. So my parents communicated with me and my brother.
Does it help?
Sometimes.
Okay, so let's talk about our core values, our family core values. So, Zoe, can you name one of our five core values?
Relationship.
Great. Noah, what about you?
Honor.
Honor, that's one. Zoe?
Excellence.
Yeah. Noah, what else?
Generosity.
Generosity.
Gratitude.
And gratitude. That's right. Great job, guys. So, relationships, honor, gratitude, generosity, and excellence. That's great. So let's talk a little bit about what those words mean, because those could be just words for us, but they actually mean something, right? Because these are things that we talk about a lot. These are things that we live every single day, or we try to, right? So let's start with relationships. When you think about relationships, what does that mean to you, Zoe?
Spending time with my family, friends, and a bunch of people that I spend time with a lot.
What about you, Noah? When you think about relationship, what does that mean to you?
What do you think about when you think about relationships?
Something.
You think about a relationship with God?
Uh-huh.
Yeah? What does your relationship with God look like?
Talking to him.
Praying. Yeah, that's great. What else? Do you worship God?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Reading.
What about singing?
Yes.
Sing songs to him?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. So relationships is a core value for us because we value our relationships with each other. We value our relationship with God. We value our relationship with our family. And we value our relationship with our friends or people that we spend a lot of time with, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to be intentional about loving people the way that they want to be loved, understanding the people that we care about, understanding what they like, what they don't like, and being intentional. And that's why we have relationships as a core value. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Yes.
And also our relationship, the relationship that we have with each other. That's why we spend time with each other individually, so we get to know how we are loved and how we can love the other better and grow in our relationships.
Yes. What about excellence? What does excellence mean to you, Zoe?
A bunch of cleaning up to do.
That's what we talk about a lot in our house when we talk about excellence, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Noah? What do you think about when you think about excellence?
Cleaning.
Yeah. Putting your shoes away, putting your toys away, right?
But excellence for us means that you are doing your best in everything that you're doing, not just cleaning. We talk about that because our house is important to us and we like it to keep it clean. But what about at school? How can you show excellence at school, Zoe?
Well, if the class is a big mess like it usually is, I could clean it up and stay in the class. Like when it's recess time, I could stay in the class and help clean up.
How about when you're doing some work?
If it's paperwork and there's a bunch of cutting and people leave their trash, I could bring it to the trash.
Noah, could you tell us about when you're trying something new at school? You just got an award for that at school, right? The Grit Award. Do you remember what that means?
No.
It means that you were persistent and you don't easily give up and you keep trying.
When things are hard, you keep trying and you do your best.
Is that showing excellence?
Yes.
Do you give up easily?
No.
Okay. So then you're giving your best and you're trying over and over and over again. Is that what you do, Zoe?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Is that how you learn? Can you tell us about showing a little bit of excellence? Remember when you start trying the monkey bar?
Yes.
Okay. Remember some of the conversations we had?
No.
You don't. Okay. I remember you trying the monkey bar, being frustrated, and I would say you got to keep trying, keep practicing. The more you practice, the better you get at it, right?
Yeah.
And what did you do?
Keep practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing, and I got it right.
Okay. Do you love the monkey bar now?
Yes.
Are you
when good? My hands are not sweating.
Noah, what about you on the soccer field? Do you always give your best when you go play soccer?
Yes.
You always try as hard as you can to be a good teammate.
Yes.
To score lots of goals.
Yes.
Yeah. That's excellence.
Yeah, he has no goalie, so it kind of is easy, but it mostly is hard.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my team to score and let them win.
Yeah. But you're also following the rules at all times, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's also excellence.
Shall we go to the next one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's talk about honor. Zoe, what does honor mean?
So if you ask me to do something, then I should do it. Like if you said, Zoe, do this, I could say yes, sir, or yes, ma'am. And yeah.
Yeah, that would show me honor by being obedient to what I've asked. What about you, Noah? Can you think of any examples of how you can honor other people?
Yes.
Tell me.
Saying yes, ma'am, saying yes, sir, and do what you're told.
Yeah, that's a way you can honor your mom and dad by being obedient, being respectful. What about with your friends? How can you honor your friends?
Zoe, do you know how to honor your friends?
If they're like asking me, if I'm doing something annoying and they ask me to please stop, I could say, sure, I'll stop.
Yeah, that's honoring their wishes, right? What about, Noah, what about being kind to your friends and learning what they like or calling out the best in your friends? Would that be honoring to them?
Yes.
Yeah.
What else? How do you honor your teachers at school, Noah?
Good.
How do you show honor to them?
Saying yes, ma'am.
Yes. What else?
Say good stuff.
What are good stuff? How about is it making green choices, red choices?
Saying yes. And yes, ma'am.
What are red choices and green choices at school?
Red choices are stuff where you push other people, you do stuff.
Do you think you're being honorable when you do red choices?
No.
How about when you do green choices?
Like saying, are you okay when you accidentally hit into them?
And are you being honoring when you make green choices?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
Great. What about generosity? Noah, what does generosity mean to you?
Being kind and sharing.
And sharing? Yeah. What about you, Zoe? What does generosity mean?
Being kind and sharing with others and getting like we can give instead of get. Yeah, that's generosity.
Yeah, generosity is giving some of what we have to other people who maybe need it more than we do, or just to be kind to other people. Sometimes we show honor by giving, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can honor others through gifts, and that's being honorable and generous at the same time, right?
What are other ways that we can be generous? Not just giving things. What else can we use to be generous?
We talk about this sometimes at church, being T-rated. What does that mean?
Oh, the three T's. Time, talent, and treasure.
That's right. Well, can you explain what those three mean? What does time mean? How can we be generous with our time?
We can spend time with other people.
Yeah. Or we can spend time serving other people.
Yeah.
Or serving the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about talent? How can we be generous with our talent?
If I'm good at gymnastics, I could teach other people how to do it. Like, and I could teach it and I could give time to teach it.
What about, because you're a great artist, right?
Yeah.
Is that one of your favorite things to do?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so one way I know that you're really generous with your talent is, what do you like to do for people when it's their birthday?
I like to draw them cards.
Yeah, you like to do handwritten cards for everybody for their birthday, don't you?
Yeah, and it's also saving money.
Yeah, it saves money, but more importantly, it's a way that you use your talents to be generous to other people and to show love to them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we talked about time and talent. What about treasure? How are we generous with treasure?
Giving your 10% to God.
Yep, 10% to God. That's called a tithe. How else can we be generous with treasure? What are some things you treasure in life? It's not just money.
I treasure candy.
Candy. And what if you shared your candy with your brother? Would that be generous?
Yes. Yeah. But also frustrating.
But also frustrating, right?
Yeah.
But you do that all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a very generous heart.
I bought this candy for my birthday, and like, I gave him 2 yesterday.
That was very nice of you to do that. Okay, what's next?
What's the last one?
Gratitude.
Noah, what does gratitude mean?
Being thankful.
Yeah. How do you show gratitude to people?
Showing gratitude to people is like, if my mom made dinner and I didn't like it, I don't have to like pout and all that stuff. I could say, I'm grateful or thankful that you made me this dinner, that I don't have to starve.
Part of gratitude for us is just having a good, positive attitude about things,
yeah.
Right? We talk sometimes, Zoe, about being in the gap and the gain, right? What does that mean, being in the gap or being in the gain?
The gap is thinking of things that we don't have, and the gain is thinking of things that we do have.
That's right. And which is better, to be in the gap or in the gain?
The gain.
In the gain, right?
Always in the gain.
So sometimes it can be easy for us to look at the things that we wish we had, like some yummy food that maybe isn't on our plate right now. And we could be upset because we don't have what we want to have on our plate, but we have to be thankful and stay in the gain and just have gratitude for the fact that we've got food on our plate.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What is something that we were talking about? Was it this morning or yesterday morning? That you were a little bit frustrated with things. And I was talking to you about making choices of focusing on the things that you had, right? So you could have a better day. Or you were choosing to stay in the gap, right? You were choosing to focus on the things that were not working so well for you in that morning. So tell us about how did it work out for you?
Bad.
What did you choose?
Gap, I guess.
By the time you went to school, how were you feeling and what were you focused on?
The game.
Oh.
And I was feeling a little bit better because I was like focusing on breathing and stuff.
What is focusing on breathing? Tell us about that.
Like, I could just breathe, inhale, and
exhale.
Why
do you do that?
So I could get the frustrated stuff out of me.
Oh, you get the frustration out of you when you do that?
Yeah.
It calm yourself down?
Yeah.
And how does it help you make you feel better?
Yeah.
To help you make better decisions.
Yes.
Better choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. What else?
Let's talk about some... I want to ask some more questions for you guys. So, Noah, what do you think makes a family happy?
Hugging.
Hugging makes a family happy?
Yes.
Yeah? What else? What do you think, Zoe? What do you think makes family happy?
Going to vacations and watching movies and playing games and hugging and kissing, kind of.
That brings joy to a family.
Yeah.
Yeah, spending quality time together.
Yeah.
What about what about setting goals together?
Yeah.
Yeah? You think that makes a family happy?
Yes, I do.
Can you think of any goals that we've set together?
Our podcast?
Well, this podcast was a goal. Yeah, definitely. What else? Do you have any goals for yourself?
Doing better in gymnastics.
Yeah.
And, well, this used to be a goal for me when I was in soccer and doing better in soccer.
Mm-hmm. Being more athletic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Noah, I want to ask you this question because I think you'll have a good answer. If we were superheroes, what do you think our powers would be? And how could we use our powers to help other people?
Each God. One of us.
God power.
Describe if we were a superhero family. What would be Daddy's superpower, Mommy's superpower, Zoe's superpower, and Noah's superpower?
Daddy's would be freezing people that are bad.
Uh-huh.
Mine would be healing power.
Healing power. Mm-hmm.
And how would you use that to help people?
When people are died, I can heal them.
Hmm.
Or when they're hurt. Mm-hmm. What about Zoe? What would her superpower be?
Breaking power. So she can punch through walls or anything.
And how might she use that to help people?
To make walls and let other people walk through stuff.
I think that I could, like, if I had that power, if somebody was, like, if there was this tornado and it broke a wall and somebody was still in there, the house, I could, like, punch the wall open to get them out.
That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
It really
what would
cool.
Mommy's superpower be, Noah?
Helping power.
Helping power?
What? Yeah.
How would I help?
So help other people when they need help.
Mm. What kind of help?
Like when they need help killing somebody that's bad and trying to steal stuff.
Mm.
You can come and... they can talk to you and say what they need help for.
Oh, I see. Now, Zoe, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
We are all superheroes. What do you think our superpowers are as humans right now as a family? Each one of us. What do you think Daddy does? What is his gift, his superpower? What do you think Noah's superpower is? And what do you think Mommy's superpower is?
So Mama's superpower is loving. Like, she loves a lot. Dada's superpower is grilling. He grills a lot.
Feeding you, huh? Yeah. Yummy meats, huh?
Noah's superpower is either eating or drinking. Mine is drawing and gymnastics.
That's right. So when you say Mama's superpower is loving, I love a lot. How do I love a lot?
So, like, you can, like, you always grab us up and kiss us, like this.
Does that make you feel loved?
Yes.
Good.
Noah, what are some ways that we can be kind to our friends?
Being kind and... helping other people.
Helping people?
How can you be kind with your friend Ryder?
Sharing and helping.
How can you show kindness to your friend Abby?
The same as Ryder.
Oh. And you can do the same for all the friends?
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Zoe? How can you show kindness to other people?
Like who?
anybody.
So like Presley and Aubrey?
Could be. Those are your friends. But how about people that are not your friends?
Oh, so like kindness? I won't say like, I don't like you. I could say that. I could say nothing if, like, I don't have anything kind to say. Keep it in my mind.
That's good. That's a good answer. If you don't have anything kind to say, just don't say anything, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
And how does it make you feel when you're kind to other people?
It makes me feel good.
What about you, Noah? Does it make you feel good to be kind to other people?
Yes.
Yeah?
Is it hard to be kind to people when they're not being so kind to you?
A little bit of no, but a lot of yes. Yes.
It takes a lot of self-control sometimes, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But who gave us the self-control?
God.
Yes. The Holy Spirit gave us self-control.
God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's right. Zoe, I really want to ask this question to you. Mm-hmm. If you could teach everyone in the world one thing that you learned from Mommy and Daddy, what would you teach them?
What did Mommy teach you and what did Daddy teach you that you want to share with the whole world?
So Mommy, cooking lessons first. Daddy, either drawing or coloring.
You think those lessons would help the world?
Yes.
How would they help?
For the cooking ones, people that don't have food could, like, get it for free. And then the drawing ones, like, for kindness, I could, like, give it to someone on their birthday, like you said.
What is something that Daddy says a lot?
Do you think would be helpful for other people to know or for other people to hear?
Stop fighting.
That is a good one.
Do I say that a lot to you?
Yes, you do.
Well, does that mean that you're fighting a lot with your brother?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're like, stop fighting.
How about Mommy? What is something that Mommy says all the time that you think it would be helpful for other people?
Pick your clothes up. Like, because my clothes is usually all over the house. So you're like, pick this up, put it in the laundry basket. Pick this up, put it in the laundry basket.
Mm-hmm.
So like, excellence.
What is something that you wish we would say more in our house?
Yes, you can watch TV. Yes, you can have a phone. Yes, you can play on your tablet.
You wish we said yes to everything you asked for more, huh?
Yes.
That is not happening, little girl.
What about you, Noah? What do you wish we said more of?
Loving.
Loving? Like what? What could I say to you that would make you feel loved?
Always love.
You always say love me.
Always say I love you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I say that a lot to you, don't I? Yeah. What I always say, you're my favorite.
Yes.
What did I say? You're my favorite what?
Boy.
You're my favorite son. And what do you say back to me?
You're my favorite dad.
Am I your favorite dad?
Yes.
Am I really, or is there another dad you love more than me?
I thought you said Kenny was your favorite dad.
God is my first favorite dad. My dad is my second favorite dad. Kenny is my third favorite dad. And Uncle Bo is my fourth favorite dad.
Got it.
Okay. What about Mr. Nick?
Yes. He's my fifth.
Okay. This was a fun conversation, guys. Thank you so much for being part of our podcast. Thank you all for listening. We had so much fun talking to you, asking you more questions. Did you guys have fun?
Yes, we did.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Say it again, Noah.
Don't forget to subscribe.
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 Okay. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
If you like our video, like and subscribe.
That's going to do it for this episode. Thank you guys for joining us. Thanks for sticking with us through this little experiment with our kids. We had a great time with you guys tonight. So thank you for being here with us. And over the next few weeks, Marie and I are going to be exploring some different topics about leading your family well together, and specifically around parenting. So we hope you'll join us.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here. If you enjoyed this episode, please review, like, subscribe, and share it with someone you think would benefit from it. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Legacy Minded Leadership on your preferred platform. You can also email us directly at legacymindedleadership@gmail.com. If you have any questions, or if you're interested in learning more about individual coaching with me or Maria. Until next time, stay focused on your purpose and remember that God loves you and He has great plans for your life.